Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling. Brewers President of Baseball Operations, David Stearns, is with us on this Thursday. One ticket gets you into the doubleheader today, David. Bringing back like my childhood memories of the twilight doubleheader at County Stadium. You get two games starting at like 5 or 5:30 or something like that, and can stay for the whole first one and part of the next before Dad said, that's it, we're going home. But one ticket gets you in for both today. That's awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't happen too often. It's a product of some of the compressed scheduling that we had to do, given the unique nature of the season, and it's starting a little bit later. But it's a great day for fans. You can show up, watch a lot of baseball, hopefully watch two Brewers wins, and have a lot of fun.
David, obviously not the best road trip ever, but still yielded some fun moments, my favorite of which was Christian Yelich's 499-foot home run in Colorado there. I'm curious what the longest you ever saw in person was.
That's it. I was in Colorado. That was the longest home run I've ever seen in person. I'm surprised it was only 499. If you've ever been to that stadium, there are three decks in the stadium. That was halfway up the third deck in deep right field. It almost hit some fans having a beer at a party deck up there. So it was as majestic a shot as I've ever seen live.
So you got Batman night coming up also this weekend, David. That's
that's important stuff.
Right, I'm just jumping right into that. Are you going to go in costume? Like, is that your guy?
I may need to go in costume. I'm not sure, but I was a Batman fan growing up, and so it'll be interesting to see what the fans bring to the stadium on Batman night over the weekend.
And then our bobblehead day, what is that, Sunday, right, Brian?
Yeah, we got the Giannis bobblehead sponsored by 620 WTMJ. I know Giannis is a minority owner. Does he get any say with you in roster transactions in the month of September?
Yeah, I think Giannis has been a fairly passive owner to this point. It's frankly, a privilege for us to have him as part of the organization. He's such a big part of the community, and so it's been great to interact with him even just a little bit. But I think he's focused on his day job. And he lets us focus on our day jobs.
That'd be awesome if he's on the Zoom calls.
Yeah.
Asking questions about
them. And conversely, he gets to answer questions for you, David, right? I'm sure
David,
you,
I have
you
question. David,
that.
David, no, yeah. David, I have a question. It's Giannis. Yeah. Giannis has his hand raised. Go ahead, Giannis.
Yeah, if Giannis has questions, I think we're going to answer them.
That's fair. Well, last thing for you, David. Obviously, the last month and a half hasn't gone perfect. How do you feel like the vibe in the clubhouse is right now? I mean, we keep hearing the right things from the Brent Suters of the world and the Willie Adamases of the world. What's your sense of how guys are responding to what's been a really difficult 6 weeks?
Yeah, I think guys are frustrated. And I think as we have challenging losses, that frustration is naturally going to build. We also have a group of professionals in our clubhouse that understand that the only way for us to get out of this is to show up each and every day with the mindset that we're going to play better and we're going to win. And so I do think that is the mindset that our group is taking every day when we show up. It's also human nature to be frustrated. We've had a string of really difficult losses over the last 6 to 8 weeks, and those sting. And there can be a compounding effect, and you have to fight that. And that's what our group is going through right now. I think they are coming to the ballpark every single day with the right mindset. And now we have to go out and execute.
Win two today, it'll go a long way. Thanks, David. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.